Welcome to Star Power. Welcome to Star Power Radio. We're going to skip the intro today and I'll go out with it because we're on the phone with author Robert A. Taylor and you're on the phone with Myron Grace and Star Power Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream. Author Robert Taylor, how are you today?
I am doing stupendous. How are you, Myron?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Tell me a little bit about yourself, author Robert Taylor. Why did you become a writer?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have always enjoyed spinning a yarn. And, you know, from my earliest grade school days, I loved writing stories that made people either laugh or entertain them. And so it's always been kind of in my blood. I gave it up for a while to pursue a professional path. And, but it was always in the back of my mind that I wanted to write books that would entertain people. And it was just finding that right subject, finding that right plot. Because, you know, a thousand things swirl around in your mind and you're like, you know, should I write about this? Should I write about that? Would people even care about this? But it all came to fruition back in 2017. And my family took a trip in late June to Disney. And one of our favorite rides is Pirates of the Caribbean, and we had all loved the Johnny Depp Pirates movies. And so as we go through there, my daughter was really, really excited about it. And seeing how much she loved pirates, I thought, you know, it'd be kind of fun to write a book for her, using our family and involving our family into, you know, some kind of a pirate story. And so I did that and gave it to her for Christmas. And she was kind of weirded out that I used our actual name. She goes, that just is, I'd rather have something where the names are made up. And so I said, okay, I can do that. Change some of the names, and then as I worked on it, I thought, you know, this is really fun. I enjoy this book, and I think other people who love pirates, and I included some time travel stuff in there, and I tried to come at it from a new perspective that people hadn't seen before, and what plundering the past came out of that, and then The Spartan Initiative was my other published book, and that actually started out as Arrow fan fiction that I was just writing for myself, some storylines, because there were some characters on the show Arrow that I really liked, and so I just wrote some stories about them, and then I thought, you know, this would make a pretty good story too, so I worked on it, and lo and behold, came out on something that I'm pretty proud of.
Author Robert A. Taylor on Star Power Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream. Star Power Radio, you can reach us on the web at screenworksentertainment.net. Author Robert Taylor, so you talked a little bit about your books, but who were some of the people that inspired you to write, some of the other authors from your past that you may have read that inspired you to write?
Okay. I've always been very, my favorite genre is military history. And so Tom Clancy was certainly a big influence on me, and Koontz and Dale Brown and guys like that. I'm fascinated by the, you know, military technology and stuff. And so I would just gravitate towards books and authors like that. And so that you know, being able to incorporate those kinds of things into a story that's, you know, interesting and holds people's attention, that's always been a very, it's always been a goal of mine. My first book that I ever wrote, I didn't finish it, but I got through 200 and some pages of it, was called Pride of the Fleet. And it was kind of a double meaning behind a man who was going to be like the Navy's new tip of the spear, and also about a ship that was going to incorporate all of the latest technologies and become the most powerful warship on the planet. So it was pretty rough, but it kind of honed my it whetted my appetite to do more, and it did help me hone my writing skills to continue on and write what I'm writing now today.
You're on the radio with Myron Grace on Star Power Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream. You can visit us on the web at screenworksentertainment.net. You're on the phone with author Robert A. Taylor. Author Robert A. Taylor, you can reach him at roberttaylorbooks.com. That's Taylor with an A-Y-L-E-R, roberttaylorbooks.com. Author Robert Taylor, what are some of the goals you're trying to achieve when you write?
One of the things that I try not to lean on tropes that tired cliches or things like that. I try to make things a little fresher and more interesting. I don't use a lot of profanity in my writing because, I mean, I don't use a lot in my personal life, so I don't, when people pick up one of my books, they can feel very safe about, you know, hey, could my teenager read this or whatever, because I don't, that's not how I write. And again, I think I started out as, I've been one of those kind of guys who always starts projects but never finishes them. And I think my history is littered with stuff that, you know, I started out well and didn't end well. And so my first goal in writing was, you know, actually completing a book, you know, getting it done from beginning to end. I wanted to write something that was easy for people to follow. The action keeps going, and it's I don't want to, you know, bog people down with a bunch of stuff that doesn't advance the plot at all or things like that. So I wanted to write something that was entertaining, that was easy to follow, that people could relate to, in that, left them wanting more. Hey, you know, what happens with this story? Where, you know, what, how does it end? And so, I hope I accomplished all that with these first two books that I've written.
Author Robert Taylor on Star Power Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream at www.screenworksentertainment.net. Now, Author Robert Taylor, let's talk about the first two books you've written. Let's start by talking about the first one, The Plundering Past. Tell us about that book.
Okay. Plundering the Past was the... it had its genesis at Pirates of the Caribbean, and you know, it actually started out as a Christmas present for my daughter. And as I, you know, changed character names and things, it kind of morphed into more than that. I did a stint in the Naval Reserve and actually was stationed on board a guided missile cruiser. So I've had an interest in seafaring things and in nautical folklore and stuff. So once I decided, yeah, I'm going to write a pirate story, I did a lot of research because I didn't want to write just something comical or something nonsensical where people would read a section and say, you know, pirates weren't like that, or pirates never did that, or that's just ridiculous. I wanted something that you know, the reader learned and could compare and contrast what they thought they knew about pirates and how they lived and what they were like with what they were actually like. And so I tried to really be authentic with the characters and what they were like. But the gist of the story is there are two brothers, Roger and Tom Petrie, and they are seafaring brothers, and they're on a cargo ship, and it runs afoul of some bad weather, and lo and behold, they find themselves accosted by a pirate ship, and they barter 21st century technology for their lives, and then are taken on board, and part of the book is how they have to use their 21st century knowledge and their wits and the technology to survive back then, and then how does everything that happened to them translate to their modern day lives? So it kind of goes back and forth a point of view in the 1720s and also in the late 2010s, and I just loved writing it. I thought it was so cool to be able to do that. And you know, what would your mindset be if you had gone through that, and how would you reconcile what you were forced to do with your modern life now? And so I hope I crafted something that will entertain people and, make them think too.
You're listening to Star Power Radio with your host, Myron Grace, at ScreenWorksEntertainment.net. You can reach author Robert Taylor's book that he just discussed, Plundering the Past, at Robert Taylor with an E, RobertTaylorBooks.com. That's Plundering the Past at RobertTaylorBooks.com. Now, author Robert Taylor, your latest book, The Spartan Initiative, which is actually making a lot of noise and behind the scenes with a few people in Hollywood right now. Tell us about that book, The Spartan Initiative, by author Robert A. Taylor.
Okay. Like I said, that the genesis for that book was kind of based on Arrow fan fiction that I was writing. And also, I had just watched the movie The 300 with Gerard Butler and was interested about Spartan culture. And I thought, you know, it'd be interesting to compare and contrast training methods that Sparta used back at the height of their power versus what we do today. And the premise of the story is it follows two boys, one who actually grew up in classic Sparta and what, again, I did a lot of research on what it was like to be a Spartan boy picked to participate in their military training regimen, which was the envy of the world. Most city states at that time, back in the, you know, you're talking 500, 400, BC, most of them had walls to keep out invaders, and Sparta said, you know, our army is our wall. And they their training methods were the envy of the world. And so I have the young man Arcadius who is picked for that training regimen, and what all he goes through, and what does that mean for him and his family, and basically, you know, if you were picked for that in ancient Sparta, you didn't see your family much. You were taken away and put in the barracks, and they trained you from year 7 to year 20. And then when you were 20 years old, you were a full-fledged Spartan warrior and integrated into their army and sent out to do the mission of the army. And the other boy, his name is Damon Harker. There's a time in 1967, 68, where the United States is in the middle of the Vietnam War. They're sending a lot of people there. Those guys are coming back, or either they're not coming back, or they're coming back, you know, broken people. And they're like, President Johnson is like, you know, well, who's going to take up the mantle then? You know, we're sending all these young men. Who's going to fill in the gap? And so they institute a program to try and train up the next generation of warriors who will protect, you know, democracy and freedom. And they call that the Spartan Initiative, because it's loosely based on what Sparta was doing. And so all through the book, in the first parts of the book, you have Arcadius going through his training, and then you have Damon going through his training, and they kind of dovetail, and then the book starts to focus more on Damon and what he's doing and how he's being used to combat some evil that goes on in the world. And so there's a lot of adventure, again, since I'm interested in the military technological aspects of things, there's a lot of discussion about that. And so you know, one of the big things is I had several friends who were in Vietnam, and they came back with varying degrees of PTSD and you know, the ability to forget about things they had seen. Most of them could not. And so I also explore that psychological aspect. You know, yeah, this guy has incredible physical skills. He's got incredible intellectual skills. But what toll does what he does and what he sees and what he hears, what toll psychologically does that take on him, and how do you account for that? And so, like I said, I really enjoyed writing this book as well, and exploring all that kind of thing. And I've got, for people who have read them or are going to read them, the sequels to both books are well in the works. And so hopefully in the next few months, we'll be coming out with those, and you can enjoy the next step in their exploits.
Author Robert A. Taylor, Taylor with an E, on Star Power Radio, on Worldwide Digital Stream at SpringWorksEntertainment.net. Author Robert Taylor, first of all, thanks for your service. You did a stint in the Navy. He mentioned that earlier in the interview. No, I did a stint in the Navy, a very short stint in the Navy. And I do got PTSD, so I definitely can understand that type of things that you wrote about in the Spartan Initiative. You can visit Robert Taylor and purchase the Spartan Initiative at Robert Taylor with an E, RobertTaylorBooks.com. Now, the readers like to know a few personal things about the writers that they read or will read in the future. So, author Robert Taylor, what strategies do you use to stay motivated and focused while riding?
That's an interesting question. I think I belong to several groups on Facebook and other social media with other authors, and we discuss that a lot. How do you keep writing, especially when you don't feel like it? And we kind of go through spurts where you have something and you're incredibly motivated to do it, and every day you're hunkering down and writing stuff out and things. My method is a little bit different than a lot of other writers. They tend to just work through their first draft and then go through and do editing and stuff. I kind of do it on the way because editing is one of the worst things about writing. So I try to get it done on the way, and then I don't have a whole lot to do when I finish the book, or not as much to do anyway. But as far as strategies to keep yourself motivated, authors read a lot. Most authors read a lot of books, and so you read other people and say, how do they introduce their main characters? How do they describe them? How do they introduce conflict? How do they resolve that conflict? And it motivates you to be a better writer, especially when you read, a really great book. And you're like, man, that's what I'm aspiring to. That's what I want, at the end of the day. I think reading other authors is a way to stay motivated, and finding time, being intentional about it. It doesn't just happen, and so you might have to carve out a time, set time during the day or during the night or whatever, and say, you know what, I'm going to sit down for several hours and just write and see what happens. And I found that to be successful. I actually do some of my best writing late at night, from like 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. I'll stay up and just work through things. It's a time period for some strange reason motivates me to keep at it. So every author's different and they all have different ways of keeping their eye on the prize. For me, I think saying that I don't want to leave a project unfinished. So if I'm writing the sequel to Plundering the Past, I've got to see that through. I can't let it linger because people want to know. I mean, you have people come up and say, hey, what happens? How do these guys do that? I need to know. And so you're like, okay, I'm working on it. And your fans keep you motivated too. I've had some great reviews coming in for Plundering the Past, especially, and that motivates you to keep writing. I had a book signing a couple weeks ago at the local bookstore, and had a couple people come up and say, I just love this book and I love your writing, so keep on it. And then that keeps you motivated to keep your eye on the prize.
Author Robert A. Taylor on Star Power Radio on Worldwide Digital Team. Stream, Worldwide Digital Stream. Author Robert A. Taylor. You can visit Worldwide Digital Stream at ScreenWorksEntertainment.net. One of the things I wanted to say is, definitely The Spartan Initiative, his latest book. Plundering the Past, his past book. He writing sequels to them both. Author Robert A. Taylor on Star Power Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream. You can purchase his books at RobertTaylorBooks.com. RobertTaylorBooks.com. Robert Taylor with an E, though. RobertTaylorBooks.com. One of the last questions I wanted to ask you is, what, the authors often have to keep details on their books, and a lot of readers who might even want to become writers tend to ask questions like that. This, what I'm about to ask you now, which is, how do you keep details on your books when you're writing?
That's a really great question, because I've talked to a lot of people, and they'll be like, hey, I forgot what I was doing in this section, and so I have to go back and read my book again or whatever. I've just had the ability to be able to keep those things clear in my mind, because I don't outline my books. I keep them, I back them up, of course, on a flash drive and things, so that I always have them. But, I'll pull it up and I say, you know, hey, I'm going to go work on this section. And I find that if I can nail the opening and the ending, that the rest of the book pretty much falls into place. There are times when I'll move sections of script around, or I'll say, you know what, I'd rather have that as chapter 5 than chapter 10 or whatever. But I find that if I can nail closing, that the rest of the book tends to be easier to manipulate, and I can see, you know, where I started and where I'm going, and so I can just kind of go with the flow from that.
Author Robert A. Taylor on Star Power Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream. You know, Author Robert A. Taylor, I want to give you an opportunity to say something to the readers before we go, but I want to give you a few minutes to think about that, what you might say to the audience and the readers who read your book right now and who may very well read your book in the future. But before we go there, what would you like to tell the readers about author Robert A. Taylor and why they should buy your books or book, or which book, or reason why they should buy either book?
Okay. That's a little bit difficult to quantify, but again, you know, my whole purpose in writing is to entertain people. I want people to pick up one of my books and read it, and when they're done with it, say, I'm really glad that I took the time to read that book. I either learned something, or it was a very pleasant escape for me, or whatnot, and just to get them thinking about certain things, because in both of those books, Plundering the Past and The Spartan Initiative, the main characters not only struggle with, you know, the circumstances and the events that they're faced with, but also on, you know, behind the scenes, I deal a little bit with, you know, the motivations and the concerns and the internal struggles that they have. You know, should I be doing this? Why should I be doing this? You know, what's going to happen if I do this, and things like that. And so I wanted them to be, you know, more than just an escape or something like that. But at the same time, I'm a person who I really enjoy action flicks. Just to give you an indication, you know, my favorite movie is Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I just, I gravitate towards things that are fast moving and, you know, have to do with the military and things like that. So that's what I tried to put into my books. But at the same time, again, you know, in these days and times, you got to time for yourself and get away and escape. And I hope that, you know, people, as they read my books, it provides that kind of, it provides enjoyment. It provides a time where they can step away from their busy lives and maybe get immersed in something that, that really interests them or tweaks their fancy or something like that. And so, you know, I just, at the end of the day, I'm just so thrilled when people come up and say, man, I really enjoyed reading that book because it you know, either took me somewhere that I've always wanted to go, or it's about things that I've always wondered about or something like that. So it, and I want to thank the readers too, because it's, you know, I'm writing for you. And, if I can bring that sense of enjoyment or entertainment or whatever, I'm very pleased to do so. And I'm very honored that you would choose one of my books to read, because I know you have a lot of choices. You have a lot of entertainment choices, and you say, well, why should I read this book? You know, put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into them. And I think they, I think the stories are compelling, and I think the stories that I'm writing have value in this day and age. And that's why I think, you know, somebody would want to pick up one of my books and read it is that the story and the characters and things, I think, will resonate in your mind long before or long after you close the book. So that's my hope.
Author Robert A. Taylor with an E, Robert A. Taylor with an E, and talking about his book, The Plundering Pass, The Spartan Initiative, available at roberttaylorbooks.com. That's roberttaylorbooks.com, Taylor with an E, roberttaylorbooks.com. Thanks for coming on Star Power Radio with your host, Myron Grace, author Robert Taylor. It's a lot of information we cover, so I know a lot of people will be able to listen and find out more about you. And until next time, would you like to say something to the audience before we go?
Well, I always enjoy these things. I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy talking to people. You inspire me. You know, everyday people who have stories to tell, and that's what keeps me motivated and keeps me going. So, again, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for reading. And, I just hope that you enjoy what I have to offer.
Author Robert A. Taylor, until next time on Star Power Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream. Thanks a lot.
Star Power Radio, showcasing the skills and motivations of creative people in music, film, TV, writing, acting, art, poetry, and all other similar forms of expression. Star Power Radio on Worldwide Digital Stream. You can visit Star Power Radio at www.screenworksentertainment.net.